Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
I talk to a lot of retirees and they retire and they tell me, well, at least I have my health. And that's true. We want to keep our physical health vibrant and young and happy, but there's also health insurance. And one of the biggest concerns in retirement, Reyna, what's going to happen with my health insurance? What do I need to do? What am I going to pay for it? What are the options going to be? What's going to change? What's not going to change? What do I have to do? Well, what's cool about it is that as long as you've had your federal employee health benefit or your postal service health benefit for the consecutive 5 years before you retire, you ain't got to do nothing. And that's what's pretty cool. You do a whole lot of nothing, which sounds pretty good for a retiree, right? So what that means is you're automatically able to maintain your health insurance into retirement. You get to keep it indefinitely into perpetuity. And when you say the last 5 years, it does not have to be the exact same health insurance plan that you currently have. So maybe you have Blue Cross Standard, or you have Blue Cross Basic, or you have GIHA, Aetna, Kaiser Permanente, pick one. It doesn't even matter. You can change them every open enrollment. You do not have to stay in the exact same plan. So that's pretty cool. But remember, that's why open enrollment exists. That's what it's for. Every year you can say, oh, my Blue Cross plan is going up $50 a pay period. I'm not cool with that. I'm going to go down to the lower monthly premium Blue Cross plan, or I'm going to change to pick one of the other ones I already mentioned. Those are all still a federal or postal employee health benefit plan. So as long as you've had a federal plan, whatever version it was, you're able to maintain whatever you're in when you retire, and there's nothing to do. So in retirement, you still have open enrollment every year. So that's what servicesonline.opm.gov is for. In retirement, you're able to still log in there and make changes to the health insurance that you have, even as a retiree, which is pretty cool. Now, if I retired, what do I do? What action do I have to take? Well, when you did your retirement documents in ORA, that is the online retirement application program portal, there's one question. It says, are you eligible? And if you're eligible to keep your health insurance, you just automatically do. You don't have to stroke a check. You don't have to ante up. There's no action to take because they're going to deduct the premium from your retirement check. Automatically. And that's pretty cool because, again, hold on. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? You don't have to do anything. So turns out that recently some people got some letters that says maybe you have to pay some money or whatever. So the National Finance Center put out this kind of memo. And many of you received this recently. This is kind of, after the DRP, there's been a lot of heavier delays with the DRP. So the insurance companies were not getting their money. So people started getting letters. Hey guys, you need to pay a premium or we're going to cancel you. And the National Finance Committee or Center says, hey guys, that's not necessarily true. The health insurance premiums were, if they were incorrectly withheld, they'll be credited back. But if you owe extra money because your retirement took a long time, we're still going to deduct it out of your pension. There's very few cases where you have to actually pay money. If you are one of those cases, you would know. What would be a case like that? One example would be if you were changing health insurance enrollment codes during the open enrollment and you were retiring on the DRP, then there's a significant delay. You may have to actually pay your premium and then they'll reimburse you later. But that's a total side note, So we don't even need this form anymore. You know what it is. You've seen it. The point is, you don't have to take any action. You don't have to pay any money. However, if you have dental and vision coverage through BeneFeds, you will need to pay the bill that you get for that in order to maintain it, because that is a different bit of a story. once the dust settles and you are you end up receiving your pension on the regular, then it comes out of the pension. You don't have to bother with it anymore. And you do want to keep tabs of what you did pay, so there's no double billing, but it rarely happens. Usually you get a bill for like a month or something while the delay is happening. But once you get your interim payments and then get finalized, then you're back on track with all the payments. So I hope that helps. If you have health insurance and you're retiring, you get to keep it. Your spouse, your kids, whoever's eligible to stay on your health insurance will simply follow you down the yellow brick road of retirement and skip on down to the Emerald City to the doctor, just like you always did before. There's nothing to do. Now, remember, if you leave no survivor benefit, your spouse is able to stay on your health insurance as long as you are living. But if there's no survivor benefit and you pass away, the survivor does not get to keep the health insurance because there's no income from which they can deduct the premium, but they can stay on as long as you exist. So if you need help with anything like that, reach out to me. My number here, 850-450-6500. And you can text me, call me, whichever text is the fastest. But it's not just me. I have a team of other specialists that can help you get answers to this, make a plan, do the math, help you with some of these decisions so you can retire and then start sipping your soda on the beach of life and enjoy the next era. We'll look forward to talking with you soon on a meeting together with you and yours.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.